And we're going next to Limerick, where the body of a woman who died 21 years ago is to be exhumed. For more, we're joined by Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran. First of all, where is this happening, Cathy, or about to happen?
This is happening as we speak at a cemetery in Rathkeel in West Limerick, and the exhumation was ordered after Gardaí got new information about the death of a woman in Dublin in 1993. Now, she'd been out socialising with friends and went home to her flat in South Dublin and was found dead there a number of hours later. Her death was not treated as suspicious at that time, and an inquest subsequently showed she had died from asphyxiation and as a result of choking. However, subsequently Gardaí received new information about her death after a man who said he met the woman that night and returned with her to her flat spoke to them. Now, Gardaí began their inquiries and spoke to a number of witnesses based on this man's information, people she would have known and also who were with her that night, and started to piece together in a more detailed way an account of what may have happened to the woman that night. Now, as a result of those inquiries, a cold case team from Terenure, the station, which is looking at the historical cases, then applied to the Department of Justice to have an exhumation order, and that was put in place last July so that the remains could be examined again. Now, the woman is a native, as I said, of West Limerick, so a team of forensic Gardaí have begun that very grim work at that cemetery in Limerick this morning. The graveyard is being treated as a crime scene while Gardaí carry out this work, which is also being attended and supervised by the coroner in West Limerick, Brendan Nix, who's a barrister here in town. The exhumation, as you can imagine, as everybody can imagine, is very difficult and sensitive work, and they have to be very mindful of the location and not to upset the dignity of the graveyard, particularly for those, that woman's other deceased relatives and indeed other deceased souls, which are located in what is regarded as sacred ground. Now, what happens from here is that the body will be brought to University Hospital in Limerick, and a new post-mortem will be conducted there by the assistant state pathologist, Dr. Michael Curtis, and his results and his work will determine the Gardaí investigation, and if indeed they will begin a new investigation into this woman's death. That being done, it's believed that the body, the remains of the woman, will be returned to the graveyard later today in Limerick.
So the exhumation is taking place in Rathkeel, but as you understand it, the information which led to this exhumation, that came to the Gardaí in Dublin.
Yes, well, that's where the woman lived, and that's where the initial inquiries were conducted into her death. She lived in South Dublin, and it's a team of Gardaí who had been reviewing the case based in Terenure in Dublin. They're now liaising with the coroner here in Limerick, and the work is progressing.
Cathy Halloran in Limerick, thank you very much for that. It's coming up to 28 minutes past 8.